May be seated. I think I'm next, right? I am. Yeah. I got to get my prop. Next Sunday's Pentecost. Did you know that? And Jesus told the disciples when he was ministering to them after the resurrection that they were to wait. But then he also told them that we sing a song, "Oh, magnify the Lord." And so we, as modern day disciples, need to be like the original disciples and magnify our life so it reflects Christ. Now this little magnifying glass, I don't remember who I gave it to. I think it might have been Debbie McCoy's granddaughter.
Arthur.
And, I think.
Arthur.
No, I don't think I gave it to Arthur. But the neat thing about this, somebody was magnifying. I gave the magnifying glass away that I had used. And then, lo and behold, a few weeks later, here comes this lady and husband that gave me a little box. And I thought, I wonder what's in this box. And sure enough, I opened the box and there was a new magnifying glass because they said, you gave yours away, so we figured you need one. Now this one's got a little better thing because in the bottom, it's got a bigger thing that you can look at my print. David's not here this morning, so he would appreciate it. But you see, since David's sight has got weaker and weaker, he uses that little thing on his magnifying glass to read. So, with that said, when we accept Christ in our life, we need to magnify the Lord. And so that's what this magnifying glass helps us with, the physical thing. But thank you, Joanne and Mark, for bringing me a new magnifying glass.
Yes.
And it's the same old story of Jesus and his love. And I love to tell the story. So magnifying the Lord. I think it was Sandy Patty's song. And it was from the Psalm. I don't remember which Psalm. Oh, magnifying.